Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're gonna tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fatback drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ. Now give me a half a pint of horn. That's it right there.
That is Curtis Owsley out of Fort Worth, Texas, better known as King Curtis, 1962, number 33 on the pop charts, number 6 on the R&B charts, with a good sound called Memphis Soul Stew. Welcome into the ERC radio show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And let's go right back to the music. We've got Gary Puckett and the Union Gap coming up. And then Joni Summers and Bobby Mitchell coming in. So let's do, go right now with the Union Gap with a song called Young Girl.
Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl. With all the charm. The secret of your youth. You led me to believe you're old enough to give me love, and now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl. Beneath your perfume and makeup, you're just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to come on, look is in your eyes.
So hurry home to your mama. I'm sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind, 'cause I'm afraid we'll go too far. Well, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young,
Johnny, I said we were through, just to see what you would do. You stood there and hung your head, made me wish that I were dead. Oh, Johnny, get angry, Johnny, get mad. Give me the biggest lecture I ever had. Constantly, when he does, you never speak. Must you always be so meek? Oh, Johnny, get angry, Johnny, get mad. Give me the biggest lecture I ever had. I want a brave man, I want a caveman. Johnny, show me that you care, really care for me. Someone who she can always look up to. You know I love you, of course. Let me know that you're the boss. Oh, Johnny, get angry, Johnny, get mad. Give me the biggest lecture I ever had. I want a brave man, I want a caveman. Johnny, show me that you care, really care.
Rock and roll has got a beat. Clap your hands and stomp your feet. Oh gee, what a thrill. No, you can't keep still. Your blues will slowly fade away when you hear the music play. Blues are tunes of the day. Surely swing his way. If you don't dance, you'll pat your feet. Rock and roll in your seat. Old folks and the young all ought to have some fun. Yes, rock and roll has got to be. Clap your hands and stomp your feet. Gee, what a thrill. No, you can't keep still. your blues will slowly fade away. When you hear the music play, those are tunes of the day, you will surely swing its way.
Try Rock and Roll, Bobby Mitchell, 1956, guy that came out of Louisiana, and you can tell with that sound there, that's definitely Louisiana music. He went up to number 14 on the R&B charts, didn't do anything on the pop charts, but real good sound by him. He had a couple more, I think, that did well, but that was about it for him. Joni Summers before that, Johnny Get Angry, born Joan Drost in Buffalo, New York. That song came out in 1962, made it to number 7. A song written by Sherman Edwards and Hal David. Hal David would go on to team up with Burt Bacharach and do hit after hit after hit with people writing songs for them. And the Union Gap featuring Gary Puckett got us started with Young Girl, 1968, number 2 on the pop charts for them. They had no number 1 hits, but they had 3 that made the top 10. So they had a real good career there. So, okay, let's go on. We've got, in this next set, we've got Barry and the Tamerlanes coming in. Poco is going to end the set. But to get us started, we're going to do a song called Whole Wide World by a guy named Reckless Eric. This song came out in 1977, featured in the movie Stranger Than Fiction. And a real good song. I'd never heard it until I watched that movie a few years back. So, but I've always liked this song. So this is he's from England, and it's a song that came out on the Stiff record label out of England. So here we go right now, Reckless Eric and Whole Wide World.
When I was a young boy, my mama said to me, there's only one girl in the world for you, but she probably lives in Tahiti. I call the whole wide world, I call the whole wide world just to find her. Or maybe she's in the Bahamas, where the Caribbean sea is blue. We've been in a tropical moonlit night, because nobody's told about you. I call the whole wide world. We'll be right back.
Got nothing more to do.
Poco, You Better Think Twice, group that came out of Los Angeles. That was 1970 for the group. Went up to number 72 on the pop charts, and that was their first hit they had, and had quite a few hits along the way. A couple of members in that band came out of the Buffalo Springfield band, Richie Fury and Jim Messina. And then another member of this band would leave later on and go on to be part of the Eagles, and that's Randy Meisner. So a lot of talent there in that group. Poco. And then before that, Barry and the Tamberlanes, 1963, number 21 hit for them. They also came out of the Los Angeles area, and that's a little song called I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight. And that's the same title as Boyce and Hart would do later on, but not the same lyrics. And then Reckless Eric, Whole Wide World. I told you about that one. Real good song by him. And some people call that possibly one of the early punk rock songs. But I don't think he meant to do that. He just did it. So, but a good song by Reckless Eric. Okay, speaking of some rock music, we got Led Zeppelin going to get us started on the next set. And then jump right into Merle Haggard. And then go to Donovan. So that's quite a set there. Okay, so we got Led Zeppelin going to get us started from their 1971 album, their fourth LP, Going to California.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Chances on a big jet plane, never let them tell you that we're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray, wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake, the children of the sun begin. It seems that the wrath of the gods got a punch on the nose and it's starting to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach it in time. Meet you up there and the path runs straight. Without a king, they say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La la la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
Could quit doing wrong and start doing right. don't care about what I think. Think I'll just stay here and drink. Hey, putting you down won't square the deal. At least you know the way I feel. Hey, take all the money in the bank. Think I'd just stay here and drink. Hey, listen close and you can hear that loud jukebox playing in my ear. Ain't no woman gonna change the way I think. I think I'd just stay here and drink. Yes, sir. Stay here and drink.
About 14, our 14's mad about me.
Mellow Yellow, Donovan, 1966, went up to number two on the pop charts for him here in the United States. Born in Scotland, raised in England. And before that, Merle Haggard, I Think I'll Just Stay Here and Drink. 1981, number one country western hit for him. A guy that had 38 number one hits on the country western. Let me repeat that, 38 number one hits on the country charts. Merle Haggard, I Think I'll Just Stay Here and Drink. And Led Zeppelin, a real good song by them. I've always enjoyed going to California. That's from the 4 LP, 1971. That song has received a Grammy Hall of Fame. I'm sorry, the album received a Grammy Hall of Fame. And it was on the Rolling Stone 500 Top Albums at number 66. And if that was number 66, gosh, what's the 65 in front of it? You have to look that list up, because that's quite an LP they did there. Okay, let's keep going. Let's see. We got Dean Martin going to. I hadn't done a Dean Martin in a while. I thought I'd try give him a chance to sing one for us. Dean Martin. Then we're going to jump right into some faster music with Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, and then Chuck Berry. So let's go right now. Speaking of, I Think I'll Just Stay Here and Drink, let's do Dean Martin doing Little Old Wine Drinker Me.
I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. and they ask, who's the fool in the corner crying? I say, a little old wine drink of me. I came here last week from down in Nashville, 'cause my baby left for Florida on a train. I thought I'd get a job and just forget her, but in Chicago her broken heart is still the same. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's the fool in the corner crying, I say, a little old wine drink of me. A little old wine drink of me.
we was 90 miles out of Atlanta by sundown, rolling out of Georgia State. We had more trouble than turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. And that hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Right away I bought me a through train ticket riding across Mississippi clean. And I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking into New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me and they won't let the poor boy down. Sure as you bone, they bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. Make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater, 410-09. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land calling and the poor boy is on the line.
Chuck Berry, Promised Land, 1964, number 41 on both the pop and the R&B charts for him on that one. This was 9 years after his first pop hit, which was Maybelline. And so, you know, Chuck, of course, he had a great, great career. So he was still swinging there 9 years later after Maybelline. And, of course, he didn't have his first hit in Maybelline until, what, he was in his 30s, I believe? So he got started a little bit late, but he kept on going, kept on rocking. Thanks, Chuck. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels before that, 1967, went up to number 6 on the pop charts, Sock It To Me, baby. Remember watching Laugh In, they'd say, Sock It To Me, and that's what he was doing. Sock It To Me, baby, Mitch Ryder. And Dean Martin got us started, 1967, it was a hit, it went up to number 38 on the pop charts for him, a little old wine drinker me. All right, let's go now. We've got Rao Donner going to get us started, and then our double play of the day, Wilson Pickett, going to come in. And but first I'm going to do this Rao Donner. I'm going to do something a little bit different. He's doing a song called Girl of My Best Friend. He did this in 1961. Elvis had recorded it in 1960 and had it on his Elvis's Back LP, and it didn't chart for Elvis. They didn't release it as a single, I don't think. But Rao did it a year later, and Rao's always been compared to an Elvis sound-alike. And so he had this song in 1961. So I'm going to start off by playing Elvis's version. Play about, I don't know, about 50 seconds worth of it, and then let it fade on out, then we'll get into Rao's. And you see how close they sound alike. Nobody sounds just like Elvis, but Rao did a good job. So here we go right now, starting off with Elvis doing Girl, My Best Friend, and then we'll go right into Rao Donner doing Girl of My Best Friend, 1961.
The way she walks, the way she talks, how long can I pretend? Oh, I can't help it, I'm in love with the girl of my best friend.
She walks, the way she talks, how long can I pretend?
Her lovely hair, her skin so fair. This could go on, never end. Oh, I can't help it, I'm in love with the girl of my arms, but then what if she got real mad and told him so? I could never face either one again. The way they kiss, their happiness, will my aching heart ever mend? Yeah.
darling, that I didn't mean you no good. And you would leave me someday. But way deep down in my heart, I know that I've done the best I could. That's why I know that one of these days, it won't be long, you'll come walking through that same door. And I can imagine in my mind that these are the words you'll be saying.
The Wicked Picket, Wilson Picket out of Prattville, Alabama. If You Need Me, 1963. That was his first hit. He had that one go up to 64 on the pop charts and number 30 on the R&B charts. And he could really deliver a song. He had a lot of soul in his singing. Before that, That's a Man's Way, 1965. And that came off, that was an LP cut. And it came off his first LP in the Midnight Hour. So, really, really, really did some great music over the years, and I always enjoyed that Wicked Picket music. So, but that was our double play of the day. We went with Wilson Picket. And then before that, as I said earlier, we did Ral Donner, Girl of My Best Friend, which in 1961, he took that one up to number 19 on the pop charts. He came out of Chicago, and he was, if you've ever seen the movie documentary, This Is Elvis, he's the narrator in that movie also. So, I guess they went and got an Elvis Andrews like to do the narration, so, but he did a good job. But and, of course, as I said, I started out with Elvis's version of Girl, My Best Friend, and faded it out after about a minute or so. So, Ral Donner. Okay, we've got one more set to get before we get out of here. Let's do Dwight Yoakam, Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, and the Supremes. So here we go right now. I got to see Dwight Yoakam in concert about 2 months ago, close to 2 months ago. Up at the Ryman Auditorium. You need to see somebody at the Ryman. If you ever get a chance, go up there to the Ryman. All the history that place has, the Grand Ole Opry, and watch a concert up there. But this is Dwight Yoakam doing a song out of 1993 called Fast As You.
Yeah. don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth. At $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills. But the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yes!
Stone. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother?
Yeah. Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
Teenage blue-eyed groupies who do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru. He's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
I don't know why we ain't on the cover, baby.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
I ain't kidding you. We would make a beautiful
cover of the Rolling Stone.
Right up front, man. I can see it now. We'd be on the front smiling, man. Oh, beautiful.
All right, The Supremes, You Keep Me Hanging On, 1966. Went up to number one, both R&B and the pop charts. They had 12 number one hits on the pop charts and 8 number ones on the R&B. And that particular song there, it received a Grammy Hall of Fame for that song on the Rolling Stone 500 Best Songs of All Time. That they rate that one number 348. And now some of you may have gone in more for the Vanilla Fudge version of that. Of course, they were a lot more psychedelic and rock. Their version of it in 1967 made it to number 67 on the charts, but then it went out again, released in 68 and went all the way to number 6. So didn't get quite the height in the charts the first time it was released, but it caught on and it took off in 1968. And a real good song by both of them, I think, both versions. That was an original Motown song. Dozier, Holland, and Holland wrote that song, the writers there at Motown that got that one started. And the Supremes did it first. Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, the cover of the Rolling Stone, 1972, number 6 for them. And let's see, they did that one in, that one hit the charts in December of 1972. And then in March of 1973, about 3 months later, they were on the cover of the Rolling Stone. And good for them. Ray Sawyer leading that group. Ray Sawyer, a young guy that came out of South Alabama down around Mobile. Dwight Yoakam before that, Fast as You, a guy that came out of Kentucky, 1993, number 70 on the pop charts, made it to number 2 on the country western charts. He had quite a career and still has a career, still out there touring. As I said a while ago, I saw him about 3 months ago up at the Ryman in Nashville, and does a great concert. Man, he can really go. And but he has had between 86 and 05, he had 39 country western hits. So, and he also did some acting. He was in the movie Sling Blade, The Newton Boys, and Panic Room. So he's done a little bit of everything. Dwight Yoakam, and I like him a lot. All right, we got to go. We appreciate you listening to the BRC Radio Show brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got two other hosts that do shows for us, and hopefully have a fourth one coming up pretty soon. We're working on one. But if not, we'll keep right on going with whoever we can find. So, but we've got the Vinyl Experience with Tom Faison doing his show, and we have Joe Reddick doing his show. I call it Hey Joe Show myself. But I've always said, Hey Joe, every time I see him. So thinking about the song, Hey Joe. Okay, but join us again, and we'll play some more stuff for you. We got The Who going to end us today. My show always ends with an instrumental song. And on the Tommy LP, which came out in 1969, they did a song called Sparks. And that's what we're going to end it with. The album Tommy has a Grammy Hall of Fame also. And on the Rolling Stone 500 of Best Albums, it went up to number 96. So good album by them. I've always enjoyed that Tommy LP. So here we go right now with The Who doing the Sparks. And we'll catch you next time on the BRC Radio.